You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That Torah Moshe is commanding us that we should have a court system and also a force that brings about the ruling. It's called Shoter, the police people. So he says in the Pasuk, Shofetim Shoterim Titen Lecha B'chol She'arecha. So the question that is brought, what does Lecha means? Because it simply means you have to designate judges and those that bring the action for yourself. You should say lachem. Lachem says lecha, for you. So Yalgot Shimoni brings an interesting story about Alexander Mogdon. You heard about him? Yeah. Alexander Mogdon happened to visit a city named Katsia. This special location is about that it was placed in dark mountains. You know what it is? It's a special place. So why you wanted to go there? You wanted to see how they handle the city. So he goes there. And the king comes and brings him lots and lots of gifts. So he says, no, I don't want no gifts. I just want to know how your court system works. So fine. So it happened to be somebody came to the palace. And the king asked him, well, what is the problem? So he said, I sold a field, a sadeh. And this gentleman that I sold it to, he has a complaint. So what is his complaint? He says, when he was plowing in the field, he found a treasure. So he says, this doesn't belong to me. I only bought the field. This is yours. He said, no, I sold it as it is. The treasure is yours. So they're fighting. He says, no, it's yours. He says, no, it's yours. So Alexander Mogdon and the king of Katsia is sitting there, and he wants to see what he's going to do. So the king tells him, do you have a boy? He says, yes. He says, do you have a girl? He says, yes. He says, they should get married and give him the treasure. So Alexander Mogdon had horns on his head. He said, what is happening here? What is going on here? So he was shocked. So the king noticed that he's, you know, maput, you know, he doesn't believe what happened. So he asked him, well, what's wrong? He said, I cannot believe, you know, you are ruling in such a way. He said, what would you do? He said, what would I do? I would kill both of them and get the treasure. What do you want to do? I would kill both of them. And then I take over the treasure. Here, Torah is informing us, Shofetim v'shoterim titen lecha. What does it lecha means? Here, there's a very, very delicate point in your life that, let's say, you're sitting in your house, and then all of a sudden, something is dropped through your window, right? You open it, you see there's a wallet, and then it's a little money, like it's $5,000 in the wallet. So what do you do with it? So you give them back only the wallet. That's a good idea. So is it yours? Whose is it? It's yours? Yeah, you say, no, from Shomai, from Shulam, threw it, you know, in my window. So it's fine. Huh? But is it really yours? It's not yours. But here you could claim, you know, I didn't steal it. It came to my house. So Hashem wanted to send the money to my house. No?
Yes. Yeah.
So now here to Hashem says, no. That's not how it works. Because you might think, you know, I was not even involved to whatever, you know, to grab somebody's belonging. It came to me. But the fact of the matter here is, it's not so. That's why he says, Shofetim v'shoterim titen lecha, lecha. What does it mean? So that means you might make up a type of ruling that you justify. You say, oh, no. What are you talking about? It's mine. I didn't take it. You know, it happened to come, you know, to my pocket. You know, the accident happens. So it's mine. But here we see, no, that's not how it works.
This is when you
live in Yerushalayim. I'm sorry? Especially in Los Angeles. Especially in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Well, here it's not as simple as that you might think. Like for example, you have a story that about Yosef's brother. Huh? You remember the story? So they went to buy produce. They came back. They opened their sacks. And then all of a sudden you see, wow, the money is in the sack. Huh? So what would you do if you find the money in the sack? What would you do? Yeah, you start dancing, you know, and then order, some product online, and then arrange some tours. No, he said, why, my Elohim, asalanu. They start shaking. Suddenly, whoa, what do you mean? Did you find money? You didn't take it. Somebody put it in there. So what do you want? But here you see, no, that's not how it works. That they became so scared. So what Hashem has done to us? What do you mean? Well, you didn't do anything. You didn't take anything. You didn't steal anything. But here you see, they know it's not theirs. It should not be in possession. But if it happened by itself, doesn't mean it's yours. It doesn't mean you can take it. So now, why we go through this parasha in this month? Obviously, sometimes you might have something in your house that is sitting there maybe for years and years and years. Maybe it's not yours. Maybe somebody left it. And then you say, no, somebody left it here. And there are many, many stories that... Maybe you gave a ride to somebody. Somebody left something in your car, or in your office, or you forgot to return the money to whoever that you should return it to. So now here, when Chodesh Elul comes, we have to check in these little things. Maybe you have to return it, take it out of the house. You know, find whoever that it belongs to. Because it could make a lots of difference in our decision on Rosh Hashanah. Because it's going to check, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your bank account? Maybe I forgot to give it, some change back. There's a very...
Insurance company.
Sorry? Well, different cases that could happen. Yes, of course. There was a very interesting story happened in the time of Hagaon Mivilna. He's a student. That was on a road, on a trip. So he stays by the motel. And then when he leaves, he didn't have enough money to pay him. So then he tells him, I'm going to have somebody to bring the rest of the money. So when he comes back, he tells one of his friends, that go pay back the motel and give you some money. Unfortunately, this person gets very, very sick and he leaves the olam. He was niftar. And the friend forgot to go back to the motel and give him the rest of the money. After 2 weeks, the friend comes home and he sees his friend sitting right on the couch, the one that was niftar. Shaking. See? Oh, what are you doing here? What happened? He tells him, you know why I'm here? Because you didn't pay the motel guy. And they designated such a harsh punishment for me. Even though I paid you. I should be clean. But because you didn't go back and pay the motel guy, they, oy baboy, what plans they have for me? So he had to go and pay the motel guy so they will be able to let him to go to where he belongs to Gan Eden. And that's, you know, it's a very delicate point that sometimes maybe you took a pencil and you forgot to, you know, give it to whoever they belongs to. And that's what the task here is, that we have to do a little research and whatever that doesn't belong in our domain, you have to give it back to the original owner. And that's what exactly the whole message here is. Shofetim v'shoterim titen lecha. We have to make a nice ruling, right ruling about what exactly our status is. Hashem yizakenu, b'ezrat Hashem b'ketivah v'chatimah tovah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.